Good afternoon, John. I know you said just gone underway, but I tell you what, we're 12 and a half minutes in and you've missed a dramatic opening 12 and a half minutes here. The game being played in Kent Park. First thing you got to notice, just the quality facilities here. It's beautiful sunny day down outside Sligo as well. Beautiful scenery with the Sligo Mountains, Balmoral and everything around us. But the opening couple of minutes, particularly the start of the game, was not pretty viewing from a Damore Community School perspective. The truth being told, Kevin, as we watch another... We'll call them AVS Donegal, as they prefer to be known, but Abbey Vocational School in Donegal. They opened the scoring on 42 seconds, and since then they cut Dunmore to pieces. That was sort of goal after a beautiful flow and move by Conor McHale there as well. They cut Dunmore apart. They did all the early movement, but in the last couple of moments, aided by a couple of frees, one debated score there a couple of moments ago from Colin Costello, another long ball in over the top, this could be almost dangerous, but a game that Dunmore were almost bet out the gap. Now it's just a 3-point game. It's a huge achievement considering the start of the game. 1-4 to Abbey, 4 points to Dunmore McHale's. But Kevin, I don't even know where you go to start this game. A blistering start from the Dunmore side, from the Donegal side, but Dunmore have come into it.
Yeah, Abbey really settled early and Dunmore very, very nervous. Found it very difficult to get a cover up, and they were being cut apart by a rampant Abbey attack, and they got scores from Conor McHale, Tiernan McBride, Senan Carr, who's their big player at number 11, and then the goal worked well between Cale and Sweeney. He worked a double 1-2 with the man that scored the goal, Conor McHale, and that made it 1-3 to no score, and that was after 5 minutes. So it was, you know, you have to say it was a poor start for Dunmore, but gradually they've settled into the game. They've conceded another score there now, John, but they've settled into the game, and, you know, they have a chance now of maybe getting back into it.
Yeah, so we're coming up to the opening quarter of the game, gone 14 and a half minutes gone. It's AVS at Donegal, who are now in the leading by 1-5 to 4 points. The latest score there, free from Conor Meehan, and I suppose the big standout player of note, really, you're looking at both sides. They're both littered with inter-county underage experience and all that, but Senan Carr, Kevin, you were chatting about him before the match there as well. He's really pulling the strings, the Donegal captain of centre forward,
yeah,
isn't he?
He is pulling the strings. He's a big, big player for them. He scored 2-3 in the semi-final for them out of 2-10. He played Dr. McKenna Cup for Donegal, so that
gives
you an idea.
He's the infamous player, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And like, it'll give you an idea that he, you know, he's a quality player. He's a star, only 21 player for them. And, you know, he really is a big, big man, quality player. He's their captain, and he's leading by example out here. But Dunmore, in fairness, are fighting back, and they have a chance here of an attack.
Yeah, it's the other centre forward, Robert Hennigan, of course, one of the spine down the Dunmore team that have come across the border there from Michael Glavies. That time he's just been forced down a blind alley, and it's another counter-attack, and they do move this ball at pace now. They're running down the left-hand side, huge bit of room here on the right-hand side if they want to try and switch it. They still keep on going, and it's all the way held up there. Dunmore initially trying to put some pressure on just inside the 45, a free being given in the end, maybe free, Kevin, that could have been done 10 yards back. It is a scoring opportunity here now as well, but the pace on the break from Donegal is something that Dunmore need to be very careful of.
Yeah, this is what they were, you know, when I was reading up about them, this is one of the things that the analysts were saying, that they can mix it up, they can go very, very direct, run at you very directly, or they can, you know, use a passing sequence and move the ball about, and they're able to do that here, and they've been doing it with aplomb, I'd have to say, so far.
Yeah, it looks like Senan Carr is trying to gain a yard or two there in the process. He's going to take this one from the hands. He's about 40 yards out, over on the left-hand side, halfway out towards the sideline. We'll strike this high. It looks like a good short shot. Bounces on the crossbar, lands up in the air. Bit of a mess, a bit of a scramble, and it's punched into the over. No, thought it was the net, but the white flag has been raised. A swarm of bodies down to the goal towards our right-hand side. It just ponged up in the air, bounced off the fist, bounced off the crossbar press.
Conor Meehan seemed to get it.
Could have gone absolutely anywhere. Yeah. I think he'll be disappointed he didn't get the goal in the end.
Yeah.
It is. The goal has gone up on the scoreboard as well. Now it's been fairly lively, been taken down as well. Just to give you a notion, it's Donegal on the attack again straight away. 1-6 to 4 points is the Donegal side advantage at the moment. They're going to try and extend things. A beautiful dummy now. out by McHale, and this one's short again. This time it is a little bit more, less dramatic in fact, more composed there. Chris Donlan takes it out into the breadbasket under the crossbar, and now Damore will try and attack pretty much for the first time, but the pressure is coming on Barry Murray. Of course, he's one of the, I suppose, named in the full forward line, but usually comes a bit, little bit deeper and allows the Danger men a two-man full forward line inside. They do have company. They do have David Monan sitting as a sweeper in front of the D there as well, but game just starting to come to life here as well. Damore now, it's important phase of the game.
Yeah, to hold possession here now and try and work something. And that's a really good ball that's been put in there. A mark was called, but the referee didn't give it.
No, and he could have done with it. I'm not the greatest fan in the world of it, but that one would have been a time when it would be justified. He was the full forward, the team captain. Martin was surrounded 2-1, caught a good ball,
yeah.
Came down, no place to go. He wanted the mark. Our referee today is Michael McGirl from Leitrim. You'll remember him from the FPD League final, that defeat for Galway that day. But he didn't give the Dunmore man the advantage there, and it's more defending to do. A little bit of a nudge there. Maybe he waves his hands, he's coming out. Maybe he's coming, he's just balanced himself out there.
Probably did, yeah, with that.
It looked like a blatant push in the back there, but on we go. Nothing to see here, folks.
Yeah, well, the ball ricocheted off one of the players back out the field, and Damore have reclaimed it. Now they have a chance to build again. Now, they're good at this. They're good at holding possession, moving the ball around, you know, taking the right option. And they've got a couple of scores, you know, from frees and from attacks. And let's hope they can work something here.
Dylan Halley needs to be careful because he's about three shirts in front of him. They were all of the red variety. Has to come past backwards, gives it towards Hennigan now and try to move it at pace. And now it's a long ball in towards the corner. This one might be a little bit forced, but Martin is going to try and scamper. He keeps it in play down the left corner forward position. He's still going the full forward, will take a shot. This will be a wonderful score. It's off the crossbar, has enough legs. No, just skips off the surface, doesn't go wide in the end. The goalkeeper, McGinley, will come out and save things out. Would have been an exceptional score.
It's an awful pity. You know, he did everything right. Just dropped that little, you know, in short, hit the crossbar and didn't even go wide. Didn't come out into a danger area for one of the Damore attacking players itself.
Defending to do again because McHale has got it. You recognise him with the bleach blonde hair. A couple of the, I think the hairdressers were out for the Donegal side. A couple of peroxide in full flow over there, Kevin. The shot is going to come in. This one looks good. This one is good. It's another score for AVS. Donegal, they've extended their lead now 1-7 to 4 points as we come up to 19 and a half minutes of play here in the first half. And a sunny Sligo. But the sun is shining on the Donegal side at the moment, Kevin.
Yeah, Aaron McGorry getting that score there for them. And again, a telling long ball in, Jonathan. You know, the ball came in from about 50 metres out, you know, and they won the ball out in front. And that's really punishing them more. You know, that early ball, the counter-attack all the time from Abbey. They move the ball very quickly.
Yeah, and just to give you the spread of scores, there might be another one coming here, perhaps. No, but to more hold things up and force them back. But the whole full forward line for AVS at Donegal have scored. Centre forward, their captain, Cillian Carr, has also scored as well, pulling the strings. So four of their inside forwards have scored to date so far. They might get another here. Just the score is not a spread for Damore at the moment. Donegal dominance. The shot now comes from deep here from midfielder. This one's a bit wild though, out for their first wide of the game. Probably the first time, Kevin, that they snatched at an effort. But that spread of scores tells you the dominance of the game.
Yeah, a little bit of frustration coming into their game there now for Abbey because they weren't getting the opening that they had been getting. And Damore put up a very good blanket cover and a very good defence. Kept them pushed out all the time. And the shot was snatched at then and went wide.
Donlan goes long over in the right hand side to the midfield. A good catch.
Midfield
up
doing very well for Damore.
Hugely, aren't they? There are a lot of big men there as well, and they're starting to grow in the game. It's a long direct ball every time. Oh, what a ping of a ball that is in towards Colm Costello. This time he does get the mark. But a beautiful old school football, Kevin. This could be three kicks of the football and hopefully a score for Damore. We badly needed Costello strikes with the advance mark. Again, it's very
no
high.
No doubt about that one.
No doubt at all. He took a free just before he joined us. That went nearly the height of Bell Bulman on the back of the goal there, Kevin. A bit of controversy. One umpire didn't give it. The other one was saying eventually maybe not real sure the score was given. We do know the scoreboard at the moment is Donegal put pressure but forced on the Donegal man to pick the ball on the surface. It might even be brought forward here as well. 1-7 for Abbey, 5 points for Damore Community School. But Damore now, another scoreboard free here where Costello has been brought forward in the 10 yards. They are putting a good bit of pressure when Donegal goes short.
They have been doing that from the war go, the kickouts. They've been putting pressure on the kickouts, and Donegal have struggled with getting to win their own kickouts. And Costello again is on song here. He's really doing a great job for them, keeping them in the game. This is very good
for
Damore.
Four for the corner forward now. I make it back to a 4 point game as well. 1-7 to 6 points as we've played 21 and a half minutes of action. Donegal goes short again, but this time they have an option there. Kevin Muldoon will get the ball now, and he slices a ball, kind of unique style, but it does get its way into the target, in towards McHale. Now Cale gets it off the shoulder. No, he pops it now quickly. Now they're starting to run down this left hand side again, play the ball infield towards Carr. Carr, it's trouble, he's been held back, but Damore now scamper back and force Donegal to come over towards the right hand side. That they do now. Mia now will pick things up now, but again force backward. Good work rate from Damore. It's Murray again in that deep line position putting the pressure on, but Donegal now trying to get the ball down. Surely that's touch on the surface yet again. Again, second time in second phase in a row that has happened. But Damore, their work rate on the scoreboard is against them at the moment. A 4-point deficit has become up to 23 minutes of action here in the first half. There's no doubt in their work rate though, Kevin.
No doubt in it. And don't forget, they were 9 points down in one of the games and came back. So they're, you know, there's nothing wrong with the heart that will be in Damore. They won't give up that easily.
You see that a lot, don't you, Kevin? In school football, the games can... A huge advantage isn't necessarily a big advantage, if you know what I mean. The games can change so quickly, frantic pace to the games, and a decision may give on there as well. Murray, who's...
Barry Murray did excellent there. Like he had a ball and he fell to the ground and he let the ball go. Then he won the ball back and then he won a free. He really did great work there on his own.
Colm Costello getting a bit of a treatment, shall we say, off the Donegal side there as well. Wins a free. Maybe about 48, 50 yards out over on the right side by the sideline. He won't be able to shoot from here, surely. Looks like he's going to drive this one high in around the house. And that's where it goes, in towards Martin. Martin almost catches it. He's down on the floor. He desperately tries to get contact in the football. Surrounded. Forced
got his fingers
numbers.
To it. It was a pity he didn't get the full hand.
But Damore are going real old school at times. The long ball in towards the two-man full forward line. Pressure comes on here. A little bit too eager there. And it comes from Niall Hennigan. He'll probably get a little bit of a lecture here from a girl who's just probably going to try and stamp his authority in the game as a small bit of mini needle is coming into it in the last couple of moments. But it's a joy to watch this Damore side when they just absolutely drive it in around the house.
Well, yeah, and they have great passion, there's no doubt about it. That's a yellow card there for Dylan Connolly. He's a bit unlucky there because the player was going to ground when he came in behind him, but it's actually for
he kind of came a bit eager on the Donegal man was picking up the ball. He kind of left his marker on him, is the technical term, is it? Left a bit of contact there as well on the wing back.
Now they need to defend this one and get back down the field. If they go to get the next score, bring it back to a goal, be a great return for them in this first half.
Again, and the third time so far, the Donegal player has the ball, looks up. You question maybe some of the cogs they're wearing out there. Long ball driven in by Hennigan, in towards Martin again. He gets a bit of a nudge. Will he get it on the blind side? He does, scoops the ball on the floor. Surely he touched that one on the floor. No play on is the call. Referee was right beside it. Colm Costello will pick things up, but again, as he is for the majority of the game, he's two or three lads hanging off him and he's forced backwards now. Reddington now will try and recycle that. He does to a central position towards Meehan. Meehan gets it off the shoulder here now. Will almost run in front of his own man, but Barry Murray now is outside the 45 central position. Damore now move it slowly through the hands. Hennigan booked a couple of moments ago. Looks like he's going to put the bulldoze through.
His head was pulled back as he was trying to pass the ball. So,
well, if he hadn't been pulled back, it'd be like something we see in the Aviva later on there. Maybe one of the out-halves trying to ping the ball away. He gets a free, but we'll laugh and joke. But this is another scoreable free from Colm Costello. He's just outside the D on the left-hand side. The way he's shooting, he will fancy making this a 3-point ball game as we come up towards half-time. And the way they started the game, that would... they would have snapped their hands off it there at one stage when the opening couple of moments in particular. Costello strikes again, a beautiful strike of the football, and nails it over the... No, I've given him the absolute commentator's course. It looked good. The umpire ran around after a little bit of debate, put out for a wide ball. No huge protest there, but that one looked good from our angle, Kevin.
Yeah. That we're not under the post there.
Our view doesn't matter. Yeah. It still remains a 4-point deficit for Damore Community School here in this All-Ireland Schools semi-final. 26 minutes gone here in the opening half. 1-7 for Abbey Vocational School Donegal. 6 points for Damore Community School. But after a disaster of a start, I think you look at Carlos O'Gara and Tom Hughes in front of us there, Kevin, they'll be relatively happy the way things are going, particularly the way they've reacted.
Yeah, especially, you know, when they're 1-3 down after 5 minutes. You know, now you look at the score and it's 1-7 to 6 points. So they've done well since that 5 minutes.
Sitting in a defensive shape at the moment as Donegal try and get some runners that they have now at the moment, but almost pressure comes on and it scampers around and it goes back towards Meehan. Meehan on the arc on the left, nails it. He's third of the game. first score in a couple of moments for Donegal, Kevin. But
the last goal was 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. So coming up to almost 7 minutes of football, but they have extended their advantage here. Wood 8 to 6 points, 27 minutes gone in the opening half. Chris Donlan, the goalkeeper, he goes long the majority of time. He's gone central. What a catch that is by Hennigan out in the middle of the pitch. He's all action and doesn't even look, just drives it long, but it's good defending over there. Donald Galler almost intercepted as he came down. He did ever so well to win the initial ball. But it's very clear, Kevin, what the tactic is from Damore. Once they get the ball, that time, didn't even look, just drill it in along to the two boys inside.
Yes, and unfortunately caught behind for the initial run, and the defender was out in front, stepped in, won the ball, and give the Abbey side a chance now to counter attack.
Yeah, Damore pretty much what are we looking, Kevin? 13 players behind the ball, the two lads inside in a line, and everyone else is in a defensive shape. They left the firepower up top, and now they have some defending to do. There's a pace they've got here now. Caelan Sweeney, will he take a shot? The wing back. Looks like he's dragged this one a bit, though. He has. Out for only his side's second wide of the game. But it's Damore have tweaked their game plan, as you can see now. They've just pretty much
Well, they got a very good cover quite early, having lost the ball from that early ball that was played in. But they got the cover back quite early, and they meant again that there was the snatched shot from the Abbey side. And you know, when they're not composed like that, they're not able to pull them off. It's, you know, the shots they've got, they pull them off. This is, I think, about the third or fourth time that Damore have won a mark at the middle of the field from the kick out. So their kick out's really working for them.
They try and build now from winning possession from that kick out. It is Dylan Hanlon under pressure. Now the pressure comes on from Donegal, and Donegal have to be careful here. Damore now do well there. That's Reddington. Hits traffic though, scoops the ball on the blind side almost. But Robert Hennigan had done well initially, then lost the football. And here comes Senil Carr, the danger man, a pass over the top now, sends a bit of movement through. Carr, the brother, will almost get it in play, but it's slowed down the momentum of possession of the football back towards McHale. McHale takes it from a blind angle. It's a wonderful, wonderful score from the corner forward. Eye of a needle. We're right behind that one. Score of the game. Shouldn't even have taken a shot from there, the truth being told, but what a score that was.
Well, from the moment the ball left his foot, I thought that's going wide. And then it took that little slice twist and went over the bar. An excellent score.
1-2 now for the corner forward. 1-9 for East Side. 6 points from Damore Community School. 30 seconds of action, but it's similar to the opening start of the game. AVS Donegal are going to look like they're going to end the half with a bit of purpose. They're coming forward again in that running game. In the last couple of moments, is starting to make a little bit of hay, and Muldoon is coming through. He's been stalled there by Robert Glynn, but it's still not danger. Ball scooped across, the goalkeeper slips, it's into the net, but it won't count. Fisted into the empty net without any contact, and Damore can take a little bit of a breather. But saying they were
fortunate there. No, they were cut through the middle there quite easily again. This is what they're doing. They're running at them, you know, passing off very quickly, a man coming off the shoulder, and Damore find it very difficult to defend that quick sweep and attack.
Yeah, they're down by 6 at the moment. The half is up. We're into additional time. No indication how much has been added. I think Damore would bite your hands off to get a score here to give themselves a bit of momentum. It's been a frustrating half for the Galway side so far in this All-Ireland Schools semi-final. They're looking to build it from deep, trusting the process here. But they're going to run out of time. And there is the halftime whistle from Michael McGirl. And it's Damore Community School. They'll go in at the break, trailing by 6. 6 points to 1-9 from Abbey Vocational School at Donegal, Kevin. But a mixed bag. You look really at Colm Costello is doing the majority of the scoring. And they're a mixture of a freeze and advanced mark. Just the 2 points from play, I think I have it there as well, from Rory Walken. And Robert Hennigan.
That's
but
right,
all to do for really here as we about to head back to the studio. But last word, Kevin. It's
imagine in the second half they're going to need a goal. That's a good start, and maybe a goal early on, get them right back into the game.
So there you go, John, from a sunny Kent Park here in Sligo. It's not shining at the moment on Damore Community School. They trail Abbey Vocational School by 1-9 to 6 points.
The live match broadcast with Supermax and the Plaza Group, with Supermax, Papa John's, Super Subs, Bewley's Barista and Spar, the Plaza is the perfect pit stop on your journey.
teams are coming back out. Just before I go to our commentary team, it's half time in the current under 16 ladies football championship, and it's Mayo who lead Galway by 2 goals and 4 points to 1 goal and 4. Can Dunmore perform the oracle? They've done it already this year, they might have to do it again. They are trailing Abbey Vocational School from Donegal by 6 points for the second half. Let's rejoin our commentary team, Jonathan Higgins and Kevin Dwyer.
Thank you, John. And it's a Dunmore Community School side that have been back out very, very early here. And still no sign of the Donegal outfit, who were making the maximum use of their half-time little sit-down and try-in as they look and protect their six-point advantage. As you said here at the interval, a six-point deserved advantage as well. One blast of the whistle here as well from a girl. And it is now out they come as well. Big roar as well as they make their way out. Sizable crowd have made their way down from Donegal to Sligo here as well, and they're bellowing out words of encouragement here as well. They're getting a big boost as they come up the pitch, but Dunmore, Kevin, going for more of the maybe halftime rollicking and get out on the pitch and try and do something. You've mentioned it a couple of times as well there while we're having a halftime cuppa. They really need a goal, don't they?
They do, yeah, and they need some kind of a break inside. Pádraig Martin has been, you know, on his own inside there, two men on him. A couple of times got his fingers to the ball, just if he got the full hand on it, you'd imagine he could do damage. And maybe they need one just like that to stick early in the game.
Yeah, so now there's still the last couple of players from AVS School in Donegal are certainly in no rush out there, enjoying the sunshine here. Beautiful surroundings here as you look across at Belbulmon and many other of the Sligo peaks around us. But Dunmore, Kevin, haven't come down here for sightseeing. They'll try and get a good start. They'll probably need to kind of copy what their opposition did at the start of the first half and that blistering 1-3 lead. But we are ready to go here for the second half. And action has commenced here in Kent Park. And this is the All-Ireland Schools All-Ireland semi-final. But it is Donegal on the attack straight away, up towards McHale. He hits this one very high, out towards the left-hand side. Still only their third wide of the game. They've been quite efficient. They've cut Dunmore apart a couple of times of running. But now, ball back in possession with Chris Dolan. He normally goes long. Dunmore, to their credit, have been winning this midfield battle, but they need to make a platform on this now.
They do, yeah. If they win this ball, they need to get a score now, especially after that wide from the Abbey side. Had the ball, so let's hope they can work something out of it.
Yeah, they're going down the line here in towards the danger man inside. It's Costello, got four in the first half, but all from place balls in towards the corner. Now they come again. It is Martin now trying to go back on the right, a difficult angle. This is ambitious, but it's just tailed out towards the left hand side and wide. We did see an effort here from McHale in the first half make its way over, but when you're shooting inside of the right from the right hand side there, a little bit of a puff of a breeze on your backside as well, trying to come through there as well. Very, very difficult attempt.
Very tight angle. High press now from Dunmore on the kick out.
The
ref again
time
has called the kick out for being too slow.
Well. Yeah, and all you could see there for anyone listening at home was just a swarm of players right down in a straight line. Everyone hadn't clogged in, and the goalkeeper just didn't have any options as well. Took his time, and like we see him in the modern game, that happens so many times. And here's the hot ball here now.
Last time this happened, Dunmore got a score off this one,
didn't they, in the first half? And on they go again. It's a punched effort in towards the goal, and it is tidied up there by Ushi Mongan. And he's under pressure. Dunmore have got the ball back in an advanced position. Barry Murray has been full of work.
Very unlucky not to get a free there.
I thought he would have got one there, but a heavy contact. Back now towards Costello. Will he go for left? No, he hand-passes the ball infield. Again, players struggling with slippy surfaces. But on it comes Hennigan now. Hennigan badly needed a score, and he's nailed a huge score for his side. It was going left to right, and in the end, the big man from Michael Glavy's just went straight and nailed a wonderful score.
Wow, that was superb, actually. His footwork there was excellent. You know, the wind strictly come dancing, no doubt about it. Because he danced around them two or three turns, swung around them, got the ball clear and over the barrel. Great score from him. And one that Dunmore badly needed.
Badly needed indeed, Kevin. 7 points now for Dunmore Community School. 1-9 though from Abbey Vocational School, Donegal. And they're on the attack at the moment. 2.5 minutes gone in the second half here in a sunny Kent Park. And the Donegal side have won a free just outside the 45. Not going to go direct to goal, go shortwards back to the midfielder Muldoon, and he'll go back to the kicker as they try and break the 45. Lysinal Carr now pulling the strings. Now it goes back will do under pressure. Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful score from the midfielder. Just cancels out the score on the other end there a couple of moments ago. Still a 6-point advantage. A change happening here now as well. It is Patrick Gormley who's going to be introduced as the Donegal player, limping his way off here underneath us down towards our left hand side. But a change there, the first of the day, but the scoreboard has changed again. 1-10 now for Abbey, 7 points for Damore, but they're going to attack again. That's long direct ball in towards the two guys inside. Beautiful work rate. They've got the ball under pressure now. It's Colm Costello, but he's been forced out towards the right corner. He's two players in his backside. He chips the ball, drives it across the goal. Martin will catch it. Martin is on the left hand side. He needs options. Scoops the ball backwards. The shot will come in the end. Has it arced its way over? It's gone out towards the right hand side and wide. Sixth wide for Damore, but you can see the tactic again is driving along. And to be fair, the two boys, Martin and Costello, as they've done all year, are a threat inside.
Yeah, they are a threat. Won the ball that time. Should have been a score. They have a turnover maybe here again now.
They've got the ball back in their possession. Maybe they've been touching the floor. A heavy challenge comes in there on Hennigan. He's not wasting any time. He chips the ball down towards Costello, but again, it bobbles away on the surface. He might get it on the second occasion. Surely that's a free in. Referee's looking straight at it and telling him to go. That's a scandalous decision.
Ghastly decision. Costello going down for the ball, no doubt about it. Player took him out, and the ref is normally a free.
It's the most blatant free in the world, Kevin.
Yeah, ghastly decision.
But here on go, to follow the plight of the play, and it's Donegal coming on the outside. Danger by Mikel now burning his way through on the right inside. I think he's thinking about goal. Pops the ball in the field towards Meehan. Meehan is half blocked down and it's tidied up over there by Finnan Cronin at full back. And thankfully, that one scandalous decision a couple of moments ago isn't punished even double whammy, and Damore now will come on the attack, but they're still trailing by 6, 1-10 to 7 points, and they've lost the ball back. No, they've won it again. It's hot potato stuff over there, and noticeable, look where Martin is now. The full forward has normally been perched in. He's come out a little bit deeper. Is that a change of tactic?
Maybe, but I have to hand it to Jonathan Meehan, who got his hand on that block. They had counter-attacked with purpose and, you know, with real anger, because Damore were a bit upset. They thought that it should have been a free-in, and they were caught rotten, really, and they were, you know, a bit exposed. And from the point of view, like, the counter-attack was really sharp and nippy, and fair play to Jonathan Meehan. Got a hand in, you know, blocked the ball down, and Damore could regain possession.
You do feel, though, if Damore want to try and get back into this game, I don't need to lose the ball like that. No, they've won it back again. It was a bit of sloppy play. Lost it for two times in a row, but somehow still is back in the position. Robert Glynn tidy things up. Now Martin, definitely in a deeper role, punches the ball over the top. And it's me and Gunsey's where he spins around roulette style and puts it out wide in the end. It's just not happening. Not getting the rubber of the green up top there as well. Thought he'd all the hard work done. Took a shot on the turn almost. And it just flashes out for another wide for Damore.
Yeah, might have got a free as well there, I have to say, because he was, you know, tackled as he tried to hit the ball over the bar.
That's won and given back by Damore. Good work initially from Luke Dowland, but he gives the ball away. And now Damore of defending to do, because Senil Carr's possession of the football, and he's ever so dangerous. Gives out to McCree, the centre-back. The ball bounces away, and then he scoops it down to the line to his forwards inside. Back now the substitute, Patrick Gormley, will go through the hands, and they'll recycle. Damore being forced to sit in. Muldoon now, he's dangerous. He drops a shoulder outside the 45, pops it off the hands quickly. Now they drive it in long, defending to do. It's taken well inside. Is the advance mark been taken? Pressure comes on from Cronin, but it will be a free either way as he dumped down. It was a centre-back, McCree, will come out. A free, dead centre, just on the edge of the D here as well. You'd imagine it will be another score, and it's just looking like a more difficult challenge each time.
Yes, again, the ball played in early, the forward out in front of the back, easy win for him. The back fouled him, free given. You can't say anything against that. I mean, you know, if you're defending, you have to be at least level on the shoulder with the player to try and get a chance of winning the ball. Damore just that step behind.
Free has been taken by Meehan. It makes no mistake, white flag up in the air. He adds on to his total. I think that's 4 for the corner forward at the moment. 1-11 is his side lead. 7 points for Damore. 7.5 minutes gone in the second half, and it is turning to be a difficult evening, afternoon even so far for the Damore side, and they've lost the ball. More defending to McHale now coming around the outside. He's very blistering pace. The Blondie corner forward is coming through, clicks it, drives it, shot. He's put it wide. I didn't need to do that one, Kevin. He had all the time in the world. It was almost like he's going for a goal.
I think that's what happened. He was caught in two minds and didn't know whether to go for up over the bar or, you know, at the top left-hand corner, and failed to do either.
Drilled it and sliced it wide, so maybe a mini bit of respite. Donnellan goes long again. It's punched on from a couple of bodies, and Hennigan is able to pick it up at centre forward. Then he boots it long, but again it's 2v1, but Costello will still win this ball. But he's winning the ball out in the corners, and then he's two lads on top of him straight away. All you can see is red at the moment. He's been forced
backwards.
Six defenders inside him.
So it gives you an idea of the work that he has to try and do to create a score.
More player down, getting some treatment off the ball as well, but their side have to continue with action here with Barry Murray. He'll go back now towards Martin. The captain has definitely dropped to a deeper role here in the second half. Breaks the 45. He's thinking about the shot. He does take the shot. It's high. It's a wonderful score. If ever you saw a score to try and get some leadership back from your captain, that is it. Outside the 45 there, he just nails it. A wonderful score.
That's a great score from distance. Absolutely super score, and well played. And of course that is all down to the fact that Costello, you know, a lone furrow inside, won a ball, two players around him, four players inside that again, and the only option was to play it out. Martin came onto the ball that was being played out and put it over the bar. Great score.
Yeah, back to a 6-point game now. It's coming up to 9.5 minutes gone. We do have a little bit of break here. Dunmore player is down getting some treatment. I see Tom Hughes out there as well. Just consulting with the checking the state of affairs of the player down injured at the moment. But 111 to 8 points, the scoreboard. But you'd hope that score from Martin there as well, who's definitely playing that a little bit deeper, can hopefully give his side a little bit of a rally now that they can push on. They're probably not helped by this passage of play through, no fault of their own.
Yeah, the break in play is that good, especially if you have the momentum going, you know. And like, I was just thinking there as the ball was played into Colum Costello, what a player he is, Johnny. You know, he's a super player. You know, he's on his own up there all the time. He's working all the time. He's winning ball all the time. And like, if he had one or two more, you know, around him, just to give him that bit extra, you know, that option, you know, they wouldn't be where they are at the moment. Certainly, you know, he has been an outstanding player for them this afternoon.
He certainly is, and a player you'll see in maroon, no doubt, for Derek Savage's under 20 side in the next couple of months. But a change here, injury enforced change. James Carr is going to make way, or is he? Niall Hennigan says he's been told he wants to go off, but nope. Sub isn't coming in. I think he's going to have a little break here in full forward as the big midfielder from Michael Glavies is going to trot in. The hand by the medics had said substitution. James Carr was out on the pitch, but he says no, I want to play on, and he has indeed gone straight in around the edge of the square. But
target man inside now. It's a good opportunity for Dunmore. Win this ball, get it back down the field.
Scott Glynn did so well there in the corner there. Looked like he was under trouble. Got the ball back now with edges down the line, but has run out of real estate in the end. All the hard work is done, but ball and possession will be given away. Keeping an eye on Hennigan there. Still kind of not moving too gingerly in front of full forward. The action is down to our left-hand side, where Donegal are on the attack again. They take the shot. This one looks good again. This one is good. They're just absolutely rocketing off there. Shooters all over the place there from that full forward line. They extend out their lead. 112 to 8 points.
Conor Meehan, a great point from him again. You know, he's had an outstanding first half, and he's adding to the tally in the second half.
Yeah, and it's gobbled up by McTiernan McBride now in the middle of the field. Win the Dunmore kick out, and they're coming on the attack again. It's all Donegal at the moment. Sweeney now from right half back gets forward and stops and goes outside back towards the 45. They'll switch it over this side, you would imagine. Dunmore have totally retrieved again. The two guys left in a straight line inside, but it's defending to do here as we come to 12 minutes gone in the second half, and it's looking like a difficult challenge here in this All-Ireland Schools quarter semi-final. But work rate now put in by Martin, who just oust a couple of bodies out of the way and then drills it in long over the top. It comes off the chest of Costello. If he got control, he was nearly in towards goal, Kevin.
There's finer margins, you know. The ball, it just the other player went up in front of him, and he didn't think the ball was going to come to him, and when it did come to him, just wasn't ready for it.
Now this could be a quick turnaround, and it certainly is. And an instant reply, a turn of fate. Costello almost through there a couple of moments ago. It's Dead McBride, the midfielder, pings over a point from the left-hand side. 1:13 now for Abbey, 8 points for Dunmore. Oh, the small margins, Kevin, that it's not happening for the Galway side here today.
Yeah, Muldoon getting in there for that one, Johnny. The boy with the red boots out in the middle of the pitch. And, you know, it's just a pity because it might have been a goal the other end. Instead, it was a point against Dunmore.
So a bit of movement here. I think a sub took place there. I definitely saw a new player running into proceedings there. Wait for the action at the moment. Dunmore on the attack again. Running through, and it's Reddington coming back through. He's fouled here. It'll be a free here as well. Just outside the D on the right-hand side. I badly need a score, Kevin. It's a long time since there's some damage on the scoreboard.
Yeah, 10 minutes since their last score. Yeah, so you're talking about 4 minutes gone. Since their last score, and yellow the yellow card there.
So just wait for this
for
free
the number
here.
Six.
Costello will try and add to his side tally and try and reduce the arrears, but it's looking like an uphill battle here so far. Costello will shoot.
And we're going to break away from Jonathan Higgins for a brief minute because I want to head back to Abbey Leagues to get the latest on that game between St. Raphael's Loughrea and St. Mary's New Ross in O'Reilly.
11 minutes gone here in the second half, and we've just had one score since half time, and that's been a pointed free for St. Raphael's, courtesy of Leah O'Halloran, who converted a free after Leah Behan was fouled in the St. Raphael's forward line. So very, very tight, very, very close game. The two teams still very evenly matched here, but it's St. Raphael's who have a 2-point lead here. It's 12 minutes into the second half. St. Raphael's 2-4, St. Mary's New Ross 1-5.
Thanks for that, Ian. We will be back to you in about 10 minutes. Back to Jonathan and to Kevin.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Did you get that last score there, John? Just left us as Colin Costello was striking that free. He did convert it. It's 9 points now for Dunmore Community School, 1:13 for Abbey Vocational School Donegal. However, and they have an opportunity here with a free on the 21 over on the left hand side here, just to try and extend the advantage. And it looks like that change has been taking place despite his best efforts. Niall Hennigan has been replaced here. Into action does come James Carr. That move was probably preempted a couple of moments ago, but Carr's gone into an attacking position, and the big man is a big loss.
Big loss. He's been outstanding at the middle of the field, won quite a number of marks from kickouts. So, you know, he is a big loss. Another substitution taking place here. Abbey making a substitution by sending Carr Waits to line up this free.
Yeah, looks like Jonathan O'Driscoll is being introduced. No, he's got to wait a minute, is he? He's making his back maybe to get the gum shield. I think that's the more than Anthony just coming out now and getting come back for a pair of gloves as well. But this free will be taken here from Abbey to try and extend their side's lead here halfway through the second half here in a sunny Kent Park. And the shot comes in here at the moment. It's a centre forward, Sinan Carr. You can see why Jimmy McGuinness was so eager to get him involved. He just nailed that one without even looking, almost strikes it beautifully over the bar. 1:14 now for Abbey, 9 points for Dunmore. Every time I come over to you, it seems to be getting more difficult.
It does, and it is getting more difficult. There's no doubt about it. Abbey have been outstanding. Sinan Carr has been, you know, the mastermind in creating the openings for them. And, you know, trying to mind him and watch him alone is one hell of a job. And then there's so much more around them with Conor McHale and Conor Meehan and Aaron McGrory. So it's, you know, a big task for Dunmore. They're on the attack here. Let's hope they can get something out of it.
Yeah, just nothing else puts a bit of score and pride on the scoreboard, if nothing else. Robert Glynn now outside the 45. But all you can see is red in front of him, so forced backwards. Abbey have definitely set in the last couple of moments, and why wouldn't they with that advantage that they have? Dunmore now working through their hands, and Glynn will pick things up again. Pops it over towards Luke Dowling, coming forward now from cornerback. But again, it's very static. It's, they have a line of five or six in front of that middle third, but they're not really getting there at the moment. Robert Hennigan now will try maybe and move this one quickly, and now they come forward now. Dylan Connolly from centre-back. Gives it in towards the centre forward, Hennigan again, who has a spin and scoops the ball back unorthodox, but he does get the strike in motion on the hand pass in the end. The shot comes in from a difficult angle. Has he got the score? What a score that is. Puts the fist pump up in the air. Had no right even to shoot from there at Colm Costello. I think it's his first from play, Kevin, but an outrageous effort.
A super score, first from play, but you know, he's been the only man here really that's keeping the flag flying for Dunmore. He's been outstanding right throughout, and that's a fantastic score from him.
10 points now for Dunmore Community School, 114 for Abbey, but that desire, thing that they most desire, Kevin, they want to flag the colour of their jersey here, Dunmore. They could do it one pretty badly, but it's not happened yet. Haven't really created too many goal scoring opportunities, the truth being told. Now they're trying to put the press, a bit of a yellow card being flashed here. I think that's Conor McHale, the corner forward, who's been flashed a yellow card for something off the ball. All eyes are now on McGintley, the goalkeeper, and he drives up into the air, and there's two bodies.
And in the back.
The corner forward gets a little bit of a nudge on the back. Didn't need to do that.
The ball was won if he didn't do it, you know. It was a pity, really. Just slipped into it.
Tillamook right now puts it off the shoulder, just bounces off the shins of Sinéad Carr. He gets a good clatter there from the Dunmore player down.
Yeah, good recovery from Dunmore.
But have they forced the turnover? They have. They're working it down the blind side here. It's very plain with fire here, and Dylan Hannan, ooh, he gets a free there. He's fortunate.
Yeah, Dylan Connolly did well there on the ball that, you know, Sinéad Carr had won. Ball slipped on the ground, and Sinéad Carr and Connolly went for Connolly, won the ball in the corner. Our view was obscured here, but you could see from the action of the other Dunmore players, they were all getting ready to counter-attack, so it was obviously Connolly won the ball, and, you know, it was really good work from him.
Yeah, Connolly's in possession of the football again. This time he does pop it off towards Dylan Hallan, and Hannan moves the ball infield. And now Robert Glynn puts the boot through it over towards the left-hand side, trying to spread the point of the attack now. They're trying to run down that left-hand side and have made a bit of room here. And on they go just inside the Abbey 45, running now a pace again from that left-hand side is Costello. Can he get another shot away? He's going for the same approach. Oh, this is outrageous. He's just got a score even better than the one he got a couple of moments ago. Another change happening here for Dunmore, but the scoreboard is against Dunmore at the moment, 11 points to 114. There's no question though the quality of Colm Costello. We'll hand back to you, John. 19 and a half minutes gone here in the second half. Colm Costello is doing his best to try and keep things going, but they trail by 11 points to 114.
All right, we'll be straight back, but I want to go back over to Aina. Aina, what's happening in Abbey Leaks?
We've a level game here in Abbey Leaks. Sides level, St. Raphael's 2-4, St. Mary's New Ross 1-7. So since the start of the second half, we had a point of free for Raphael's from Leo O'Halloran, but St. Mary's New Ross have hit back with a free and a 45, both scored by Shauna Davis, who's been extremely accurate for place balls for New Ross. So it's really anyone's game at this stage. Very hard to see which team will get the advantage, but it's a level game here in Abbey Leaks. St. Raphael's 2-4, St. Mary's New Ross 1-7.
Thanks for that, Ian. We'll be back to you, but let's go back to Jonathan.
9 minutes to go, John. No more for the movement on the scoreboard tomorrow. Now really tried to put in the pressure on here, and inside the half of their play keep ball, but there's green shirts in front of them, but they do find room. And now Donald Gallagher has room, has the ball in field into contact, high challenge, it comes in there, and I think a yellow card might be flashed here as well.
Yeah, they had about 30 passes there in the middle of the field, Johnny, but they were in no hurry to do anything. They're 6 points clear, so, you know, I mean, you know, it's all about, you know, managing the clock now. But there's still 10 minutes left in this game, and anything can happen over the 10 minutes.
They do need that goal that you keep on talking about.
Hopefully.
Yellow card being flashed there to Dunmore player, a little challenge. I think one of those when the team has possession of the ball for so long. Robert Glynn got a little frustrated, ball over the top now, another soft enough free being given here. Didn't see. Unless you saw something different, Kevin. Ball over the top. Nobody looks like completely overhit. Instead, it will be a free here. Made an absolute hames of the pass in. Might have been a bit of contact, but he was never getting to it either.
No,
way.
Never. And it's a poor free to give away. And, you know, it is a bit out. It's about 40 metres, but it's dead straight in front of the post. So it should be an easy conversion for
Abbey. The way Abbey have been shooting so far.
Yeah.
Meehan puts this one very high. Has he tailed it in? No, he's actually put it over towards the left hand side and wide.
That's the fifth wide I make it, so.
So, yeah,
they haven't had too many.
114 to 11 points.
The next score could be a very, very important score now.
Another change is taking place there. Tommy Keeley, another Dunmore man, into.
I think the referee is holding it up for a substitution here for Abbey Vocational School.
So it's a change at the back here for Abbey. That's Theo Colon, who is coming in. And he is replacing. It's hard to see down to that left-hand side. One of the defenders makes their way off. It's the fullback, Liam McGowan, who gets a big roar after the travelling support here. But Damore, most importantly, have possession of the ball back. Rory Watkin got a fine score in the first half. Absolutely clattered an undergoing lad off the ball there, as well as he drove forward with that ball. But Hinnigan now will pick things up. Now trying to drive his way through. Has pushed back two or three players. Breaks the 45. Breaks the 21. Has been pulled back cynically and off there by Muldoon. One of the grey areas of the black card rule. But he certainly made no attempt. Cynical foul done on the midfielder.
He wasn't letting him go through there. No. There was no goal going to be scored.
Certainly wasn't. You know,
he wasn't letting him go through, and he's going to get booked again. Another book, and I don't think he's been booked already, you know. So
no, so it'll be a yellow card being flashed as well. I'm not quite sure what he's complaining about, to be brutally honest. As cynical as a free, as you will see, he's a powerful runner. Had left two or three players in his left behind him, and another one come through, just stopped him with no intention of playing the football. But Costello now will try and just tip away the scoreboard. From the right hand side, about 30 yards out, slips on the surface. Has he tailed it over? He just about squeezed it in. He slipped as he struck it. It's a unique effort, but it does go over all the same. But I'd say his heart stopped for a couple of moments, thinking he put that the wrong side.
Yeah, it was a great score. It's from the wrong side. He's kicking at the wrong side. And he did well to get the ball in around the house at all, you know, on target, and just managed to get it over the bar. So 17-12.
Yeah, six to go, plus a chunk of additional time as well, you would imagine. Donegal have possession though, and they look like they've a streetwise-ness to them as well. They go backwards, just as I say it, with the football, and they have kept possession of the football for a lot of times. Damore really have to push on. They might have an opportunity now as the new substitute into the act, probably Patrick Gormley, and now it's a little bit too eager as well. And that's
they haven't scored since the 16th minute, Jonathan, so that'll give you an idea. It's been all Damore for the last 15 minutes.
They might have options here, because Driscoll is coming forward, gobble up outside the 45, and then throws the ball up.
Oh, lucky.
Questionable enough. The
really
referee.
Unlucky there, because the ball was gone from the player, and he just fly kicked it away, and the ref said that he held him, and he's given a free in. Now they have to nail this one. Carroll have to nail this one. As I said, they haven't scored since the 16th
minute.
Gone short
though. He plays the ball over the top. It's almost been won. It's been lost. Muldoon is coming through the left hand side, and he's nailed it. The midfielder has put another one on his tally. Over there he goes, and with 5 minutes to go, 115 to 12 points. This goal better come quick, Kevin.
That could be a crucial one for them, because there was one that Damore just fell asleep on. You know, the short one wasn't expected. They thought he might go for it, and he didn't go for it, and they got caught out. And a counter-attack in the sense that they came off the shoulder and hit the ball with the bar.
Stunning goal again. Thurlock Carr through a crowd there, wins the breaking ball on the key possession. Starting to a frustrating afternoon here in the sun, but it's been some rise up through the ranks for Damore in recent years, and certainly building on the promise of the seniors club as well. I know you have a couple of Michael Glavy's people included as well, but by and large a Damore outfit, a homeschool outfit, back in after keeping their senior status last year. Damore football as a whole is in a good place. They'll try and get something out of this game here, but looking like it might be a step too far at the moment, as Donegal now with McBride are just standing in possession, almost walking pace here, back and forth. Carr now, and then they're just playing left or right, almost trying to tease out and force Damore, who are sitting on their own 45. They need to come forward here at the moment. So, John, 4 minutes to go. It's Abbey Vocational School who lead Damore Community School by 115 to 12 points.
And there's been a fantastic start for St. Coons Castle Blakeney in their All-Ireland Post Primary School Senior D football semi-final. They have scored two goals in the opening 2 minutes. Colette Walsh, tell us more.
Okay, hello, John, how are you? Yes, it's two goals and a point here now to 2 points in favour of, two goals to 2 points in favour of St. Coons. One was a long ball in from Thomas Melty, and the keeper seemed to step back over the line, and the second one was a penalty, and the Buncrana team have scored 2 points. So it is 12 and a half minutes into the match, and St. Coons are attacking here again now. So it's two goals to 2 points in favour of St. Coons.
Thanks for that, Colette. I will be coming back to you for more on that one. We'll be going over to Ian O'Reilly now as well in just a second, because I want to get a latest on that. It was a level game in that All-Ireland Post-Primary School Senior B Camogie final between St. Raphael's College Loughrea and St. Mary's New Ross just a couple of moments ago. Ian, what's the latest?
The latest at this stage is St. Raphael's are ahead by 3-4 to 1-8. Emily Lawless's goal, her second of the game, an absolutely crucial score there, as Raphael's had prior to that conceded 3 points in a row. They got a point down to St Mary's New Ross thanks to accuracy of Shauna Davis from place walls. But Emily lost the second goal there just a few minutes ago. Really crucial score. Pushed St Raphael's back into the lead. But this is really, really tight at this stage. Could easily go either way. But Raphael's have a narrow 2 point lead at this stage by 3-4 to 1-8.
Thanks for that, Aoife. We will be going back to Colette and Aoife, but let's go back to Jonathan in Kent Park in Sligo.
Yeah, unfortunately, another turn in the Donegal side's favour here, John. A big one. We're talking about Damore looking for a goal. Instead, it's Abbey who got their second of the game. A brilliant run down the right-hand side from Thurlacar. He took a shot that just came back flush off the crossbar into the grateful hands. There was Jonathan O'Driscoll, and he just rifled it into the net. His side's second goal of the game. 2-16 to 12 points with a minute and a half of normal time. Probably sums up the game, really, Kevin.
It does, yeah. It was unfortunate for Damore, really, from the point of view that, you know, the ball that came back off the crossbar came to the one man in the field that he didn't want it. Jonathan O'Driscoll would come on as a sub earlier on. The run through from Turlough Carr, he's sending Carr's brother, so the run through from him was absolutely exquisite. Damore cut open like a knife through butter. You can't say anything other than that, you know. So it was a great run, and it led to the goal. Fortunate goal.
Yeah, and looks like they're going to finish this one in control here in Kent Park. A minute of normal time left. Playing keep ball in their own left corner forward position at the moment. Run across the goal now, and they'll keep possession. And looks like Damore will be doing well to get possession of the football back. It has been, what you say, as a deserved victory. Just hasn't got going at all. Once they got the bad start, looked like they'd mini recovered it, but instead it's just Donegal who push for home in that third quarter. Hennigan going from a long ball from out the country, drives it in towards Martin, bounces up, Martin gets it, comes back off his shins, out for a wide ball. It's another one that just ball just not bouncing in the Galway side's favour here at the moment. But another change taking place. They've had a remarkable run, Kevin, over the course of the year. You're still coming through on where they're growing from and where they were a couple of years ago.
The division they've come up from, I think that's important to keep in mind, that they were playing like in a lower division. They've come up and they've done well in this B division, and to get to an All-Ireland semi-final, a fantastic achievement. And they can only continue to develop in football in the school, can only be continued to develop, you know, when you see this happen. And fair play to them. They didn't stop playing. They kept going all the time. They're still at it out there. They're still trying to win ball and create something. So, you know, and fairness to them, they haven't hung their heads down or anything like that. And they have to be proud, even though they're beaten on the day. They're beaten by a better side, obviously. But, you know, they didn't let themselves down.
Certainly not. Hennigan now, certainly one of the standout players, drives the ball in on top of Costello. Costello comes from no place, but again, there's options there. They were forced a turnover. Martin has the ball now, but he's a load of players in front of him. He's down his hands and knees, plays the ball across the goal. Costello goes from goal, saved in the end by McGinty. Where's the ball going to come out? It's a ruck type situation in front of the goal. What's the referee going to give? He's indicated the ball is touching the ground. He's given a penalty here for Damore. Oh, what happened if this was 10 minutes ago?
Pity. The ball was stuck in the back of the net, actually. Costello put the ball in the back of the net before, but the ref had blown the whistle for a penalty.
So we're a minute and a half into additional time.
Well, it put a bit of respectability on the scoreline if they score this.
Certainly, as you imagine, Costello will grab possession here. McGinty, the goalkeeper, has gone through a bit of mind games, not quite sure why he's needed. Jumped up and down, punches the crossbar. It's Martin, in fact, who has grabbed the football, the captain. We'll try and finish this with a plum here. It will be a consolation goal. Martin strikes, puts it into the bottom left-hand corner, gets his side first goal of the game, but sadly, it's come 2 minutes into additional time. 1-12 to 2-16 now here, but you'd imagine it is nearly all over here as well. You'd imagine Michael McGale, who is coming out here, will blow his whistle for the last time now in a couple of moments.
He's in. Same play on.
Yeah, same play on. Maybe there's a bit more. Can they get another couple of scores just to add a bit more credibility onto the scoreboard? They do win the ball back here, and it's Rory Watkin now puts it off the shoulder and now in towards Martin again here. Martin gets the ball in the loop. He's on the blind side. He's still driving his way through. He's just clattered outside the area. Surely that's a free in. He's been hit two or three times just outside. He's been pulled down as well. Then maybe they'll go central with this one. Will it be brought central? It will. So it'll be a free. Michael Meehan, where are you? It'll be a free here now with all of the Donegal side pretty much lined up and red on the goal.
The only one that's not there is the goalie.
We've seen this before in red, and that was Michael Meehan in Croke Park. He's Colm Costello has the ball here. He'll have to just drop kick this one. There's no space to go for goal. He's not going for goal. He taps it over the bar. So it just extends his tally and the Dwarf tally, 113 to 16. Do you need to go for goal there, Kevin? I know there's literally the whole side in front of you, but
he must have spoken to the referee about what time is left, and you're looking at a 2:16, 1:13.
You're an ambitious glass full man, Kevin. Ball over the top. They need the football back, but they won't get it. They'll keep in with the football over on the right-hand side, back in possession of Donegal. Surely they'll just play keep ball here. We're still on. We play 3.5 minutes of additional time, so none was indicated. There has been a few stoppages, and looks like the referee is going to let this one flow a bit, but at the moment it's Donegal coming forward. They chip the ball down the line, and the ball has moved off quickly off the shoulders. Gormley now coming back on his right foot. He's trying to finish it up with style, and style he does. Nails a beautiful score from the left wing. The red and white flags fly up here in Kent Park. They've added their tally, 2:17 to 1:13. I think that might be the ribbon on the cake, Kevin.
Ah, yeah, I'd say so. That's definitely the passage into an All-Ireland final, no doubt about that.
And there is the full-time whistle here in Kent Park. It's defeat here for Damore Community School, 1:13 to 2:17, the full-time score here as well. Still shouldn't undo what has been a remarkable year, what is a remarkable growth in the school as a whole, but just a step too far today.
Yeah, the better side won it, you have to say it. Like, when you have players of the quality of Senan Carr that's playing senior football for Donegal, you're really up against it. And the full forward line they had of Conor McHale, Aaron McGorry and Conor Meehan, they were outstanding. Dunmore just struggled to deal with them all day. You know, normally if you have one forward to deal with, it's, you know, you say you'll manage that. If there's two forwards to deal with, you'll manage that. But they had three lethal forwards, and they just left them in there. And time and time again, early ball into them, and it was one or the other that was taking the score. So, in all fairness, like, you can't fault them more. They've really put up a determined effort themselves, but just wasn't good enough today. And Colm Costello, for me, was the outstanding player on the field.
Absolutely. We'll see him in Maru, no doubt, and Derek Savage's under 20 side, no doubt, over the course of the year. But here, John, at a sunny Kent Park, it's defeat for Damore Community School. The final score here reads Abbey Vocational School 2:17 and Damore Community School 1:13.